2E1 HBUE Mobile. CQCQ 2E1H WE Mobile Hotel Whiskey Co Mobile MB7ISX.
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. How you doing, Oscar? You're going up into Bandit Country.
Yeah, the second time. I got 15 minutes down the road and I remembered I forgot all my cash. I had to go back. It'd been a very short holiday there. Over.
Do Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. Don't forget, when you're in the Kings Lynn area, they've all got webbed feet and they still exchange groats as far as finances are concerned.
Which is fun. Do they all drink stout? Well, drink stout, play with growth. What other common misconceptions can we say about? No, it's not. It's not. I might not be allowed to lose some gateways and repeaters when I get there if I carry on like this. Over.
Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. I've got a friend who lives there, not far from the Morrisons actually, and I go and stay with them. Unfortunately, my camper van's off the road at the minute, and but I'd normally be up there at least once a month. And but I hear you got a new gateway in Wisbeach, so that's stretching out a little bit. We're like I say, we're stretching out into Bandit Country there, aren't we?
HWE Mobile. Yeah, we've got a new one in Beach. I thought there was a key when recent. I must have got that wrong. Because that would have been perfect for where I'm going to be. To be fair, I'm not actually in Kings Lynn. I'm halfway there in Swaffham. So it's about a 15-minute drive to KL from where we are. But that's the nearest, biggest town, I suppose. Yeah, we're probably going to get there about 4 o'clock, I reckon. The traffic's looking not too good, actually. And nearly 3 hours to get there. I'm in two minds. Flick a dice. 10 minutes longer to go M25, M11, A11. Or I do the old cross-country route, Ipswich, that route, and I'm excited. You're an expert, what do you think?
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. Yeah, do you know what? What I would do from your direction, you've got to come down to 127 anyway. I would put the sat-nav on. I use Google Maps, and the reason I use Google Maps as opposed to Waze is gives you the alternative, gives you an overview of the alternative routes. So once I'd get, I would reassess. You've got to come down to 127 anyway. And then I would reassess as you get closer. You have got the option of straight up the A1, and then up to Peterborough and across that way. You can also do up the A1 and then across at Huntingdon and cut in through that way, or you've got the A11 as well. So I would reassess as you get up the M25 and have a look, because if you're going to go M11, you're going to go past the A1 as well. So you've got A1, M11, that sort of direction. I would just reassess as your journey's going, mate. Once you get in a King's Lynn, that is a damn nightmare around that big roundabout. Oh, what do they call it? A hawk something roundabout. I can't remember. There's a big roundabout down the bottom that just causes chaos. So you can sort of bypass. If you come up, if you go away M11, A11, you will come in on the south side and you might be able to bypass it that way, because you really don't want to go into or be close to the King's Lynn at this time. It's just, it could be good lock up there, mate. So I would reassess. I'd kind of pick between A1 and M11 and just see if you can pick up on any traffic hotspots and try to avoid them that way. Back to you.
HWE. Well, I always go normally M25, 11, that route. Really, because I prefer the routes, motorways, industrial carriageways. But the problem is, down, you're screwed because you're still on it. Where it's 10 minutes quicker at the moment for the traffic to go the A130, A12, Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, then up through you know, the A12, not the A, the A14. So, I don't know, it's 10 minutes, but it's one kind of things. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I don't really think it matters which way you go. I think it's just the luck of the draw. I think the benefit of going the cross-country route up the A12 is something kicks off. Loads of opportunities I can get off with side roads. Can't do that on... So... I don't know, M11 I like to go that route because I can get into GB3PI and I can work PI all the way up. Coverage, the other route I really haven't, it's a bit hit and miss, so I don't know, I think I'm going to assess it before I come off at the on the A127 as you said and work out which way I'm going to go. But yeah, Google Maps says it's quicker to go cross country by 10 minutes. But that might be not the case once the time I get halfway down the route. So, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Thank you.
To Echo Zero, India Puppy Uniform. Yeah, I would just keep it active, mate, and pull up. When you get to it, you'll know where your point of choices become. And then just... and just try it that way. You have got the advantage, it's Saturday, so you've kind of, you haven't got the rush hour stuff, you haven't got the main bulk of the stuff, and you've also got the fact that people, technically, they're all still on holiday, you know, generally not going back till sort of January 4th, 5th, that sort of time. So you have got that little bit of down period. The only thing I would say, mate, is wherever your point of choice is, just, but redo it in the sat nav and then and just let it reassess and then make your decisions from there. But I think exactly right. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you go the way you choose, you know damn sure it's going to be an accident or road closures or something, and you'll go, damn it, why didn't I go the other way? But luck of the draw, I'm afraid. Back to you, Oscar.
E1HWE Mobile. The thing I like about going M25 M11 is if the kids need a problem with one of them kicking them off, or there's lots of good things we can stop at, easy to put in place. The other route cross country there isn't. I normally go that way. It's about 10 miles more, 10 minutes more, but if something goes wrong, there's more to nip off quickly and deal with it. Plus, it's more relaxing for me because it's all straight road and I've got to do roundabouts and junctions where the cross-country route, there's lots of all them kind of got to think about and negotiate certain situations. I think I'm going to go with my gut. I will check the sat-nav in about 5 minutes. It's saying the traffic's more congested that route. Yeah, anyway, how was your Christmas, Peter? Did you have a nice one?
Zero in your puppy uniform. Yeah, I'd spend it with me, my daughter and my grandchildren and her fiance. So we, I'd go up on the Christmas Eve and we'll kind of do the old, my daughter's a really good cook, and we'll do the old munchies until they go to bed. And then I, because of my work patterns, I end up going to bed about the same time as the children. So I'm a good incentive to get them to go to bed, because if they think everyone's up and about, doing stuff, they're up and down down to see if they're missing something. But if they get an adult to go to bed at the same time, they tend to settle quite quickly. And my usual time for going to bed at that sort of time is not a problem. You know, if I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening, I'm proper hanging. And so it's a good incentive. And then I've got them, like, bashing me over the head in the morning, like, you know, because Santa's turned up and all this sort of stuff. So it's quite enjoyable. And then my daughter's done a fantastic roast dinner. She's really good at it. So they did chicken and beef rather than the turkey. And, yeah, what a dinner, mate. So and then I was there till about half... hold on a minute, let me shut that up. And, yeah, up there till about sort of 9 o'clock at night. So it was enough, more than enough. And then I'm done, and then was back home for Boxing Day.
So you might start losing soon. Might have to bring the power up. I'm only on 10 watts. Yeah, we had a chilled one as well. Just at home on Christmas Day, and then no one went to my mum and dad's. So, yeah, then we thought last minute, we only booked this a few days from Christmas. Christmas money from a relative. So, do you know what? Let's take them away, because didn't want to sit indoors. We'd never been playing for 3 or 4 days. Sitting around them kicking off, so, you know, we've got to watch things. Anyway, I'm going to say 7-3, because I'm going to in a minute and work, and I'm probably going to start fading out a bit. That's your three finals there, Peter.
Two Echo Zero, India Papa uniform. Yeah, it's about dinner time for me. I've got no work tomorrow. I think we're going to be in some desperately quiet times work-wise. But, you know, it doesn't bother me so much, but there are a few other people that are desperately going to need it. So, yeah, you are starting to fade out there, Oscar. So I'll say 7-3. It's always good to catch up with you. And you have a safe journey.
Yeah, cheers, Peter. You might hear me. Some other connections on the way up, maybe. For now, 21HWEMO on the A127 westbound.